This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I have such good stuff for you today. Good evening and welcome. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. I did not realize that was plugged in, not plugged in, Jason. My bad. We'll get that right the next time. This is the drama that comes with live radio. And my guest that I have this evening knows exactly what that is like. A long time ago, I reached out to him, and he was kind enough to take my call. And, well, we sort of went viral this past weekend. This past week on Ammoland, he and I, the same article. So joining me for the first time in a long time is the host of Armed American Radio, where the truth is never subtle. We're joined again by Mark Walters. Good evening, sir.
How you doing today, brother? Man, we are. It sounds like we're in the same studio together. I'm digging in. Yes, I do know the perils and pitfalls of live radio.
I have so many plugins.
Not my first radio rodeo, brother.
Yeah, next time I'll actually put audio out. That'll be just splendid.
It happened.
Absolutely splendid. So, the NRA show. You and I talked on your show about the Trump effect. Did you see the Trump effect at that NRA show?
I wasn't sure. I mean, that's an honest answer. I really didn't know. I was asking the question. I had some bets going with some folks. The two of us talked about it when we were standing at the Second Amendment Foundation booth with the great Alan Gottlieb and others and John Adine and many other fine folks coming by. Every I talk to, I ask the question, do you see it here? Now, a couple things to keep in mind. The Georgia World Congress Center, that's actually the first time I've been there. And I don't live too far from it. I live down the road. I don't generally make it a habit to go into downtown Atlanta. Didn't lose anything there I got to go in search of. But I'm going to change it. I had a really good time downtown. Had a really good time. I'd encourage people to go check out downtown Atlanta. That's a different show. But that Georgia World Congress Center was, Bill, and you probably agree with me. If you don't, that's fine. But of every single one of these NRA annual meetings, of every SHOT Show I've ever been to, of every expo I've ever gone to, industry-related, that was the single best venue I've ever been to. And it handled it extremely well, size-wise and layout-wise. And I say that for a reason. I think that's why I had trouble visualizing or seeing any Trump effect, and I was specifically looking for it. And the reason I say that is because the place was so big, as you know. I think it's the single largest one-room convention center, convention hall in the country. If not, it's definitely east of the Mississippi River, from what I understand. So the layout of it made it very difficult to gauge the attendance this year than in other venues. People weren't stepping all over each other, which gave the visual of, I don't know if there's that many people here because of the size. Well, we now know what the final count was, 81,836, largest since Houston, which makes it a record setter. So it was huge. No Trump effect at all. None. I loved it.
Well, I mean, you know, they had the food, and they had the NRA store on one level, and then they had classes and other things happening on another level. Press room was on another level, and then the main exhibit floor, which was, I mean, we were going down into the caverns of the earth to get down there to the exhibitors floor. And then at about noon every day, it was just wall to wall, even as big and as expansive as it was. So
it was continuous. There was continuous movement throughout the hall. Now, it slowed down a little bit. I was there all days from the moment it opened till about, I had to get to work on Armed American Radio on Sunday, but I was there for most of the day anyway, till about 1 o'clock. And then while the crowd seemed a little bit thin, that really tells you, and that's not unusual for a Sunday at one of these events at all. It doesn't matter which of the events we're at, whether we're talking a shooting, hunting, outdoor trade, some type of concealed carry expo, or whatever trade show it might be. it's not unusual for that final day. Lots of people are traveling, got to get home, get to work the following Monday and everything else. But that really speaks volumes and is a testament to how many people came through that hall on a Friday and Saturday, especially we would expect Saturday to be the busiest day of all, and it was, no doubt. But that crowd on Friday rivaled what I saw on Saturday, too, and really compensated for that thin out on Sunday to be up over that 81,000 mark. I wouldn't have put it, if I had to guess and put money on it, I wouldn't put it over 80,000. We now know it was 81,836. So very, very impressive, and Atlanta really handled that well. I was impressed.
I was impressed. The venue was much better to me than Louisville was.
Yeah,
Louisville,
yeah.
When Trump was in Louisville, they parked me out in the grass, and I got stuck in the mud for 5 hours after he finally left the AO. So it was very nice not to have to deal with that this past Friday when he was there. So,
well, Atlanta being downtown, and of course I'm local, required me, because getting to and from Atlanta, you probably know the traffic in Atlanta is notorious. It's known around the world as being one of the worst in the country. And that bridge that fell down didn't help matters any. So it requires me, you know, being local, to pick up a hotel room, which I did. I got a hotel room about a year before in advance of it. I've stayed at the Hyatt Regency downtown. So essentially I had a $275 plus tax parking spot for 3 days, but it worked out very well. And I encourage anybody who's never been to downtown Atlanta to go ahead and check it out. It's not a place that I venture to often because my studio is nowhere near downtown and I can't stand the traffic. But when I fly out of the city, I go, you know, through it. I don't go downtown, but I had a really, really good time. Very impressed with the way they handled it. Atlanta absorbed it well. And boy, I'd like to see it there continuously. Keep me from having to fly around for gosh sakes.
Was there any protest going on? I heard there was going to be some. But, I mean, if they were protesting, don't you have to be, like, at the side of the protest for the protest to be effective? Was there any of that going on?
It's statistically insignificant. And mathematically, it makes no difference. You had a couple dozen orange-clad kooks, the Crazy Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way. And the Every Town for Gun Safety, you know, goobers out there screaming and yelling. I didn't see them. I specifically looked for them when I was coming and going. And I came in on the shuttle bus from the hotel back and forth each of the 3 days. I didn't see anybody. Now, I do know this. There's a piece up on Liberty Park Press, and CNN ran the piece. By the way, quickly, well, didn't you find it ironic that CNN fake news headquarters is right there, attached right across the street? It's so anti-gun, yet they found themselves surrounded by 80,000 patriots, most of them armed, and Atlanta was the safest city in the nation this past weekend.
Safest weekend they've ever had.
You better believe it. Trust me. Now, it's part of the reason I don't like going down there. But here's the thing. John Lewis, Representative John Lewis, you know, the left stream media refers to him as a civil rights icon.
Right.
And I'm not taking anything away from John Lewis and what he did in the 60s for civil rights. You know, he deserves his due. He was beaten in the process, and I have nothing but respect for that. However, that was a long time ago, and there's another civil right out there called the right to bear arms that has been in the nation's founding, that's been in the founding documents, they're written into the founding documents since this nation was founded. And John Lewis was out there with those Crazy Moms Demand Action kooks, what a silly name that is too, by the way, talking about specifically how the NRA was not welcome in his city and his district. 80,000. When he says NRA, he's talking about you. How'd that work out for you, number one? Number two, civil rights icon? Or is that just a media moniker? What about my civil rights? You either respect my civil rights and protect and defend my civil rights, or you don't. Not just the ones you like. And you don't attack the ones you don't like. Let me give you a prime example of this.
Before you do that, we're headed into the break. Before you do that, let me hold up. Let me tell everybody where to go. Armed American Radio, you can find them Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific. Or Sunday, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific. Odds are you have him in your city with his, what do you got, 260 affiliates? It's about 5 per state. Yeah.
A couple hundred.
Yeah. Yeah. Odds are you have him. Go check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey,
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hoping that the second time is going to be the charm. Back in the saddle, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, let's see if this works, okay? This portion of the show, hopefully, is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
Or go to AmmunitionDepot.com.
If it would just, you know, play, I'd be sorry.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest again from Armed American Radio, where he makes no apologies whatsoever for defending your freedom and your right to keep and bear arms, is Mark Walters. When you're doing your show, do you ever, like, get the urge to, like, look at your screens and everything as targets and start putting rounds through them when something doesn't work that you want it to?
Yeah, I do. It happens, and I try to hide it. You know, I try to, sometimes I just joke about it. I have a problem sometimes with one of my two monitors will lock up on me, so I've always got a third backup, smaller monitor in the event that happens with the cloud thing so I can move between screens. But, you know, I've commented from time to time, think about this. Go back 30-plus years. Go back to when Rush Limbaugh started radio and he was flipping through newspapers and was not using an internet. It's absolutely incredible to think of the talent involved. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, well, I try not to. Then I begin to feel like I should probably shut up. Anyway.
No, not at all, man. It's what you talk about, brother. So where were we? What were we talking about? We're talking about the size of the show and everything else. I forgot during the break.
Size of the show and the protests from the, you know,
the illegal moms, yeah,
demanding action from the mayors that are in every town or whatever they're called.
I want to go back to Representative John Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, we've got civil rights. That's plural in this country. And my right to bear arms is a civil right. John Lewis doesn't like that civil right. John Lewis loves his right to free speech. Got his head bashed in fighting for his civil rights a number of years ago. And now he's out fighting against my civil rights every single day and telling me I'm not welcome in downtown Atlanta. Well, John, I happen to live not far from you. I am welcome there. So were 80,000 of my brothers and sisters. So were all the blacks in attendance, the whites in attendance, the Hispanics in attendance, the women in attendance. Pick a color, any occupation, pick one. They were all there. We were there. America was there. The America you claim to fight for. Yet he's out there talking about tearing down my civil rights. But you see, the difference between the two of us, Bill, is I would go to the mat for his right to say everything stupid he says. He has a right to say that.
Sure.
He has a right to say he doesn't like me there. And I might find it offensive, and I might find it disgusting, and I might hate everything that comes out of his mouth because of his political ideology, but he's got a right to say it. He won't say the same thing about my right to bear arms. And that speaks volumes. So the next time you hear the left-wing, progressive, socialist, communist media in this country, call him John Lewis, civil rights icon. I want you to think about that.
Didn't he hang out with King? Wasn't
yeah.
King a big 2A guy in his time?
Yeah, sure was.
Doesn't it make you wonder what his thoughts on the Second Amendment were back during that era? You know, that was around the same time the Deacons of Defense were having to defend their churches and everything else. In that same, you know, I don't know exactly what the time span would have been, but just makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean,
well, you know, I don't know. Here's why. We don't wonder about civil rights. I don't waver on my right to free speech because somebody said something stupid. You follow me? I'm not saying this to you. I'm just throwing this out there.
Right.
John Lewis says stupid things all the time as far as I'm concerned. I can't stand his political ideology. Everything he says about insurance, everything he said, you know, sitting down in the floor of the House, you know, all these boneheaded comments that all these dopey liberals make all day long. I have, you know, but they can say it. That's what makes America great. They can say it. And then I can say I find him dopey. And what he said was stupid. That's my right to free speech. But I don't sit back one day and say, well, you know, I didn't really agree with the right to free speech when I was an idiot college student, you know? No, I did. I knew it then. And I know it now, many years later, decades later, unfortunately, decades. But it's a fact. Can't change that. And I don't waver on my right to bear arms. I've always had a right to bear arms. So I don't know what he felt back then. But I don't know what would change his mind today. Did he feel the same way about his own civil rights back then? And then does that blow with the breeze? does he have a different perspective on the right to free speech? Does that change? You know, that's why you can't trust these Democrats. It's whatever's politically expedient at the time. Okay? They don't have any moral, they don't have any morals. Let me put it that way. It's whatever's politically expedient. And that disgusts me. And for John Lewis, a man who's been through it, got his head bashed in fighting for the rights that he likes, ought to damn well be doing the same thing for my rights, even though he doesn't like it. I don't like what he says, but I'd go to the mat for his right to say it. And I find that sad. I find that terribly sad. And I just want listeners to remember that next time they hear the lamestream left wing, whatever you want to call them in this country, progressive socialist media, refer to him as a civil rights icon. You know, he was out there. Just remember the fact. Go read it. Google it up. You find it. Take a listen to it. You can see what he said. I'm not welcome there. He doesn't like my rights. And I find that ironic, and I find it sad and pathetic, frankly.
Well, the problem with that is that I regard him the same way I would regard somebody who says nothing. He's one of those guys that would be standing by when you hear shots fired, and he'd be blinking, looking around with a vacant look on his face.
Well, I don't. He's probably got security when he's around. You know, that's the other irony.
Still, he's not walking around in a heightened sense. He's not doing that.
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, for all I know, maybe he carries a firearm himself. I have no idea. You know, that's the way elitists think. Okay, for me, not for thee. I don't know. I would hope he would. Look, I'd love to have John Lewis on my team. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
To have John Lewis, the civil rights icon, as the media refers to him, fighting for my civil rights, too. I'd love to have that. And it's sad that it's not the case. I would welcome him. I would welcome him. But, again, you know, this is the politics of this, whatever's politically expedient at the time. And I guarantee, I almost had a satellite radio moment, as I did on my show earlier today. I guarantee you know what that means.
Yes.
Stop myself. I guarantee you, okay, that if it became politically expedient for the Democrats to begin, if he felt he would not win re-election without a complete flip-flop, or the party in general, without a complete flip-flop on its second position on the Second Amendment, they'd flip in a heartbeat. They'd flip in a heartbeat to maintain
power. In a heartbeat. Yep. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk guns, because Mr. Walters is not just a talker. He's actually had to, I believe the term would be clear leather, present, brandish, show the gun, show the drain pipe. He's actually had that moment, and out of that came the genesis that is his daily philosophy. And we're going to let him expand on that when we get back. Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, my guest today. This is Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
I just realized how bad I sound today. Listening to the spots as they play, I sound masterful. Listening to me as I'm talking right now, not so much. My humble apologies. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now listen, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, or Sunday, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, or 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific, you can catch my guest. He is the host of Armed American Radio. He is Mark Walters. Now, back in 2002, you were out there just sort of minding your own business, maybe thinking about a turkey pot pie at the end of the day, I don't know. And you got involved in one of these incidents that thankfully you were ready to go for, but it sort of shaped your philosophy. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I was on my way to work, and, I've written a story, talked about it, you know, many, many, many times. It's in my book. It's chapter one in my first book, Lessons from Armed America. But, just the crib note version, I was on my way to work at about 6:20 in the morning. I have no idea what made me strap my Glock 36 to my side that day. I just did. There were days I did, and there were days I didn't. And in this particular case, I was approaching a traffic light. A Jeep cut me off. Two guys got out, attempted to get into the car off my front left bumper in the left turn lane when we were stopped in traffic. Couldn't get into that window. We're running out of time. One of the two turned their attention toward me. I drew my firearm and stopped him dead in his tracks without having to pull a trigger. The Glock worked. Without having to squeeze the trigger, the Glock worked. And I feel pretty certain whatever I had on me that day would have worked. But I went home that day. And my two-week-old daughter still has her dad. My wife still has her husband. My son would subsequently be born 2 years later. My parents still have their son. My sisters still have their brother. And on and on and on. And I attribute that to the fact that I was armed that day, and it changed everything about me. And I used to say prior to that incident, well, after that incident, I used to say, and still do, that prior to that incident, a criminal, if they picked on me on any given day, had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim. Because I hadn't yet made the decision to carry a firearm with me every day of the week, everywhere I go. That changed immediately that day, and it did. It shaped everything about me. I've looked back at that over the years, reflected back at that over the years many, many, many times. What would I have done differently? What could I have done differently? You know, I didn't call 911 that day. I absolutely would have called 911, knowing what I know now,
yep,
what could have happened then. But, you know, this is the benefit of hindsight. This is why I want people to hear this story. It's why I wrote it. It's why I began writing for Concealed Carry Magazine almost 13 years ago. It's why it and was the inception of Armed American Radio. And I want people to understand these things that, you know, the real message to take away is it can happen in the blink of an eye, instantly. I was driving down the road, and within the blink of an eye, I had my firearm pointed at two human beings. And make no mistake, thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger that day. But I would have. I was trained. I had taken numerous classes. I had trained with a SWAT instructor. I had taken multiple attacker training. Okay, I was just really beginning to get into the training aspect of firearms a few years earlier. So, I was fully prepared that day. But had it been the day before, man, I might not have been. And I don't know what would have happened. So, yeah, it did. It shaped everything. And I know that my telling that and writing about it and talking about it and becoming who I've become after that has also changed many, many, many other lawfully and responsibly armed Americans' lives as well. And I'm very proud of that. So, you know, my dad always said, man, think about it. Two of Tampa's finest scumbags changed your life forever. Well, they did. They did. I don't know whatever happened to them. Don't care. Never knew what happened to it. The light changed in 35 seconds or whatever it was. The time, lost track of time. Well, everything they tell you that happens in an incident like that, that happens is true. It does happen. And I recall more than anything else the absolutely splitting headache when I finally got to my office about 10 minutes later after that adrenaline dump. It was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? That's fun.
Yeah, it was terrible, yeah.
That's always fun. Now, what is your carry weapon of choice now?
Well, you know, the pun intended, that's a loaded question, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Well, I love conversations like this. You know, I did some yard work earlier when I was back at AAR Ranch, laying a bunch of pine straw and had to cut the grass and all that. I got a crick down in the holler back at the ranch.
At the holler?
Okay. And there are a lot of snakes back there. You know, we got copperheads here in Georgia. So I carry a North American Arms Mini with some snake shot in it on my hip and was carrying my Glock 17 because I always carry my Glock 17. If I'm not carrying my Glock 17 as my EDC or everyday carry, you know, I just bought the SIG P320 and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I don't have near the experience shooting it as I do with my Glock 17.
Right.
So In the long-winded talk radio host answer to that is my Glock 17 would be my number one carry of choice. I always have a North American Arms Mini on me somewhere. And that 17 to me is like just a worn pair of jeans, man. I'm so comfortable with it. I know how to carry it effectively. It doesn't bother me because I'm carrying inside the waistband or outside whatever attire I'm in, and I'm so used to that gun, it's just like a worn pair of jeans. It's my first go-to, and I love it. I've loved it for years.
You will find that the SIG P320, the more you shoot it, the more you will like it. The trigger seems sort of gummy in the beginning, but then as you shoot it, I don't know what's happening. It's normally would not be a very good sign, but it seems like it sort of loosens up, and
right.
then the trigger reset becomes a little more, and then you can start running the gun about as fast as you want to go with it. But it is just like, let's not do that, shall we? Don't you just love that when that happens, let's get rid of that. Anyway, for a Glock shooter, it's still sort of a departure because of the grip angle and everything else and the higher bore axis.
It is. And when you become accustomed to carrying a certain firearm in a certain position, in a certain way, with the weight, just reholstering the firearm, there's a lot of differences. There's some nuances there. For example, in my inside the waistband holster, I have to kind of, or I'm sorry, my outside the waistband drop slide holster, I've got to kind of angle the P320 out slightly to seat the firearm into my holster. Now, I don't know why. I'm going to pick up an identical holster to see if it's a mold issue with the holster or if it's just the firearm and the way it has to be seated and the way the gun is, you know, versus the Glock, which just seats right. I mean, you know, I don't have to do anything except reholster it. I've trained, put 1,500 rounds in a Pincus combat focus shooting class with that Glock 17 and the same exact holster. But again, it's just getting used to something a little bit different. But when I go out to whatever, you know, I was carrying a Glock the entire time I was in, I was carrying the 17 the entire time I was on the floor at the convention center. I don't deviate from that, like I said, simply because I just haven't put enough time into that P320. But I love the gun. I love the trigger. I love the action on it. I have had zero malfunctions in it so far. And I guess it's just that whole, hey, man, if it's good enough for the military, baby, it's good enough for Mark A. You know what I'm saying?
Which one do you have?
I don't even know. The SIG P320.
Well, I mean, I have the full-size one with the full
underload. Oh, the full-size. Yeah, I have the full-size,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, I mean, is there another model? I don't know. I have the full-size.
Well, then there's the Glock 19 size, and then there's the smaller one.
No, I have the full-size. I didn't know if you were talking about a specific model number, additional model number that I was unaware of.
Well, when I bought mine, they didn't have those variations. Now they got all these, the 320X, the 320X competition, the 320X Pro. I just got the plain old 320.
That's what I've got, and I love the thing. It's fantastic. I'm getting used to carrying it. You know, is it ever going to replace my 17? Honestly, probably not. Like I said, you know, you always default when you want to relax and you want to go somewhere, you want to be comfortable. You've got that rig that works for you. That's the 17 for me. I have no problem with a full-size handgun. I would rather have a full-size handgun.
Me too. When we get back, now I carry a Glock 17 as well, but I want to tell you what I did to mine, and I want to find out if you thought about this with yours, just to see what you think about it, since you carry one, and I love mine. I've trained more with that than anything else. Armed American Radio, you can find them Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern. If you live in the United States in any city, you're probably very near one of the affiliates because he's got them all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here we are back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. Portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition. Let me try that again. Ammunition, all the consonants now. AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking to the host of Armed American Radio, found just about everywhere. You're just about ubiquitous. It's almost like you're a Chipotle or something. Host is Mark Walter. Like ubiquitous. You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
I can't say ammunition, but I can pronounce ubiquitous. That's okay. You know, fathom it. Just fathom it if you can. I have taken my Glock 17, and, you know, you're 55, I'm 56. We both were taking turns. We were talking for about an hour and a half outside of the 2AF booth Saturday, I guess it was.
Right.
We're both talking, taking turns, taking our glasses off and putting them back on, taking them off, putting them on, because we get tired of not seeing what we were talking to. I have put an RMR on my 17. Have you thought about doing that?
No. Let me tell you what I do. My 17's right out of the box, right smack out of the box. I live by the don't blank with your carry gun. Let me tell you why. Okay. I won't name the company because it really doesn't matter. It's really more just my peeve. I'm glad I didn't have to fire that Glock 36 a number of years ago.
Right.
And the reason I'm glad, and I was very proficient with that firearm. Of course, that's the Compact 45. Very proficient with that firearm. I've taken many training classes with that gun and loved it. But I had, let's just say, I had replaced the spring with another device that was causing a problem with feeding.
Right.
It wasn't the gun, and I don't know that it was the device. I don't know. I'm not going to disparage the device because I can't. I know many people who use those devices with absolutely zero problems, and I probably just had a bad piece.
Right.
So I'm going to stop right there. But I've never messed with my carry gun for that reason. I never carried the 36 ever again, by the way.
Right.
I never carried it again. I moved to the Glock 17, and I've never deviated. And it was just because I had that gun on me in what could have been a life and death situation.
Right.
It had a profound impact on me. And believe me, the Glock 36 is carried by a lot of people I know personally today. They still love that gun. I do, too. But I had an incident with that, and I just saw no reason to deviate after I moved to the 17 to ever go back. I have no problem with the 9mm. That's just a personal thing with me. And right. I don't modify my firearms in any way, shape, or form.
We ought to do a little experiment just for your own edification. If for no other reason, just because we can. Because my Glock 17 has been built by Agency Arms. And right. if that's something you've never shot, we ought to get together and let you shoot that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if,
yeah.
For no
I've
other
played
reason.
With a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played with a bunch of them. I for some reason, I'm just very, very comfortable. I guess, like I said, it's just me. It's just that mental thing with me. And it's the fact that it's like that worn pair of shoes. I'm sitting here looking at it right now, and it's just something I want to fondle. Okay, I love my Glock 17.
So love my Glock. What do you think? Now, there's a lot of people talking about the FN-509. Have you looked at that?
I have not, no. I'm really in no position to talk about that whatsoever. I know FNs, the quality of FN's firearms are absolutely amazing. I spent a lot of time at the FN booth over the last few days, over the weekend, but I have not handled the gun. I've not owned the gun. I've not shot the gun, so I really can't comment on it.
Well, I've done none of those things either. I'm just listening to people right up the street from you. You've got Sage Dynamics, Aaron Cowan.
Yeah, yep.
And he's
also have Glock right down the road from me, too. That's kind of cool, by the way, in Smyrna, right down the street.
Yes, that's like really...
Uber. Most people have to send their parts in. I just go there, you know.
Just drive down there.
I just drive over there. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, honey, I'm going to go get lunch and drop off my gun.
They've got security cameras in the trees at that joint over there, I'm telling you.
I can only imagine. You know, the thing about Glock, though, the reason I keep coming back to Glock, and I've tried to like other guns a lot more.
I appreciate that. I can feel that. That's a great comment. I am, too. I have, believe me, I've got about 21-plus handguns in my safe.
Right.
Two of them are Glocks, okay? All right? But,
right.
And, I mean, I love all of my guns. Look, let me put it this way. A law-abiding, responsibly armed American's safe is not complete without the quintessential American gun, and that's some form of a 1911, right?
Right, right.
We all have to have one of those, and I do. I have one. It's not something I carry on a regular basis. I love to shoot it when I get out to my property. It's a great gun to shoot. The thing handles a .45 load better than any other gun out there as far as I'm concerned. I love them. But it's not something I carry. I stay with, you know, again, you go back to the Glock, but I've got lots of guns in my safe, and I love all of them. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, I mean, my thing's about capacity. I mean, I'm like you. I have a 1911. I like my 1911. I carry my 1911. On occasion, I carry my 1911. But if I'm going anywhere where I'm going to be like 35 minutes or more away from the house, I'm going to the 320 mm-hmm. or to the 17.
Right.
And on occasion, if I'm going out where there may be any trees whatsoever, I'll carry the Glock 20.
You know, but... Let's go capacity for just a second.
Sure.
How much time do we have in the remainder of the hour?
We have 4 minutes, roughly.
Okay.
We have 3.5 minutes.
I'll make this quick. Capacity. I'm not afraid, number one, of a 9mm round. Let me open up that caliber war thing here for just a minute. I've carried a 9mm for years. Today's ammunition in the 9mm is phenomenal. The advances that have been made in 9mm, in all ammunition, in particular 9mm. I love the 17-round capacity. I don't top my pipe off with one, and that's a mental thing for me, so that when I pull the magazine out of my firearm, I physically look at it. It reminds me that there's something in the chamber in a Glock, okay? It's just something I do. I've talked about it on my show before. It's not maybe. Look, if I need the 18th round, boy, I'm somewhere I shouldn't be, okay?
Yeah.
But yes, I always carry an extra magazine, but it's just my own thing. I'm human. I can make a mistake, and we all know the takedown procedures of a Glock. The trigger has to be pulled. I don't want to make that human mistake one day, and it's just a way for me. I've got muscle memory over the years to drop that magazine. I look at that magazine. I can see that round missing, and it's just one extra step for me not to make that mistake. Okay?
Right.
That's just Mark's rule. But capacity now? I love my wife's 43. I love that 43. I love being able to carry that gun places, but I can conceal my 17 just as comfortable in virtually everything else I'm wearing. I'll wear a smart carry around my waist in a bathing suit and a T-shirt, or a bathing suit and no shirt, and that 17 disappears. So I don't, you know, I'm not afraid of the 43. It's clearly a 9mm, and I love the gun. It's easy to carry. I like the round count. I like the capacity of the 17 being 17 plus one rounds in 9mm. But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to carry it. So every safe has to have a good wheel gun in it too, right? We all got to have a good wheel gun. Need a good revolver. Well, if I'm going to carry the 43 from time to time with 6 plus 1 rounds or 6 rounds in it, because I don't add the other one and top it off, got 6 rounds. I went and bought a Smith & Wesson 686 plus. All right, a 357. Yeah. Same round count if I topped off the pipe in 357 Magnum. If anybody's familiar with that 4-inch 357. Pete, that Smith & Wesson 686 plus, that giant revolver just hugs the body and disappears under a T-shirt.
I have never tried to carry one of those.
Oh, they're wonderful. Now, you know, the technique of defensive use of a revolver is completely different than a semi-automatic. It's not something I carry on a regular basis. However, I have those snake shot rounds. I'll carry it when I'm out working in the yard because of poisonous snakes. I have no problem with those revolvers whatsoever. Lots of fun to have. We could talk guns all day long.
Absolutely. You can find. Listen, I know how Salem Broadcasting operates. The chances of you living in a city where Salem is not there, well, they're few and far between. So very likely you have Armed American Radio right there in your backyard. Just as a test tomorrow, you should, between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern or 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific or 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday or 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific, you ought to spin the dial to whichever one is the Salem Broadcast Network. You can find the affiliate list on his website, armedamericanradio.org, and go listen to the biggest gun talker in the United States, who is now my pal. And we got plans to go to places that are named after phone booths in Atlanta later on, so that's all I can tell you. Plus, we have plans. We got some havoc we're about to be wreaking. That's the tease. No more on that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Bill. My pleasure was all mine.
All right. I will talk to you soon. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.